From Portrait, The Rough Cuts, Cannes Does the Math. Happy Thursday, friends. Cannes kicked off this week with fewer studio tentpoles, a packed but cautious market, a major Japanese presence, and plenty of eye anxiety hovering just off the carpet. A few pieces worth reading. Cannes opens without much Hollywood. Studios are getting selective about what they bring to the crisp or sitting this one out entirely. The market is crowded, but smaller. Record attendance, tighter budgets, and buyers circling more modestly scaled films. Eye arrives on the Riviera. From Academy rules to casting guidelines, Cannes is already doubling as a policy lab for the next phase of filmmaking. Japan is everywhere. This year's Country of Honor is also a reminder that Cannes' center of gravity keeps getting more global. So yes, Cannes is back, but this year, the real story may be whatever one is trying to sell, protect, finance, or reinvent once they get inside the room. Let's dive in. Premieres, awards, and more. See Portrait members behind this week's work here. Dark, pointed, and perilous obsession. A deliriously pointed cautionary tale about the perils of getting what you want, and an instant contender for classic midnight movie status Daily Beast. Is God is the aura of Greek tragedy and the darkest heart of neo-noir. Its soul is an unapologetic howl of black female rage. Boston Globe. Falling in and falling out. Magic Hour. For a film about letting go, much of Magic Hour is bound to stick. Variety. Driver's Ed. Good-natured coming-of-age story about first love and a first road trip with friends. RogerEbert.com. The Young and the Restless Life Hack. The internet is the closest thing these teenage cyber thieves have to a real life, and Ronan Corrigan's dopamine onslaught of a film is an authentic portrait of the most alive they've ever been. IndieWire. Decorado. A cartoon for the depressed and unemployed that evokes sweetness and existential absurdity alike. AV Club. Know when to hold them up to the spotlight. The upfronts are now a platform where YouTube's showcase reminds us. Everyone wants to define TV to include whatever they happen to sell. And Netflix wants credit. Ahead of its upfront, Netflix touts its $325 billion global impact. Know when to fold M or argue you might. The merger defense gets blunt. Paramount's guidance argues it needs Warner Bros. Discovery to catch Netflix, Disney, and Amazon. Know when to walk away with Byron Allen's money. Digital media, bargain bin edition. Byron Allen is buying BuzzFeed and HuffPost. Know when to run. Alas, this is a complete decimation. Why family businesses that built Hollywood are closing. See a fest missing in the app that you'd like added? See who's attending SIFF May 7th, 17th. See who's attending Cannes May 12th, 23rd. See who's attending Vienna Shorts May 27th, 31. See who's attending American Black Film Fest May 26th, 31. See who's attending Tribeca June 3, 14. See who's attending Raindance June 17th, 26. See who's attending Nantucket June 17th, 22. See who's attending Carla Viveri July 3, 11. See who's attending Indie Shorts July 21, 26. Have an opportunity to share. Get a $50 discount with Portrait 50 now May 21. The Short Film Fund by Unsolicited Scripts 5/15 Deadline SF Film. Ranan Grant 5/22 Deadline SF Film. Sloan Stories of Science Fund 5/22 Deadline. The Blacklist Annual Labs 6/1 Deadline. Music on Film Grant 6/1 Deadline. BRI Club 6/5 Deadline. INE Final Draft Screenwriting Contest 6/8 Deadline. Film Independent Fast Track 2025 6/8 Deadline. Queer Art Illuminations Grant 7/2 Deadline. Have a job to share. Send a note to support at onportrait.com. More festivals and industry lists in the Portrait app. Post it on the app or fill out our form. Workshop: How to Create a Distribution and Marketing Strategy Now with John Reyes. Share it on the app or fill out our form. General Manager/Head of Live Events, Tribeca Enterprises VP, Global Programming, Sotheby's Institute of Art Social Content Lead, Tinder Director, Partnerships Content, Red Ventures VP of Brand Partnerships, Mr. Beast Senior Producer, Vanity Fair Video. Until next week, friends. See you on Portrait.